I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghans face yet another crisis as temperatures drop. Reza of Global Catalytic Ministries tells us,
Afghanistan is a very cold country because it's very mountainous, and one of their severe colds are happening right now, and many people are starving. People are even selling their children for food.
Afghanistan relies on imports for food and more, and the West isn't likely to lift sanctions or banking restrictions anytime soon. Nearly 23 million Afghans face acute hunger. More than 8.5 million are on the brink of starvation.
Not a lot is being able to be done because the Taliban will not allow organizations to come and help it.
One of the few groups with access to Afghanistan, Global Catalytic Ministries does all it can to keep people alive. Along with relief aid, GCM helps believers plan for the future. And in Guatemala, as much as 65% of the elderly population lives in deep poverty, unable to provide for their own basic needs. Brian Dennett and his family served in Guatemala with AMG International for 12 years. He says the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed so many elderly people into poverty that AMG has shifted its ministry focus to better care for them.
Food, shelter, medical care, and we have a goal of reaching thousands of elderly people, specifically in Guatemala, over the coming months and providing very much needed relief to them.
Once they pass their most productive years, the elderly in Guatemala face a lot of discrimination, and the government does very little to help them. But Jesus offers a new way to see the elderly, one that values the image of God over productivity. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.